Donald Trump has gotten a lot of votes because of his Make America Great Again economic message, but his plans on the issues of debt, taxes, and wages have been raising some eyebrows among economists in recent days. Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. He's been looking into this, and he joins us now. Hi, Derek.
Hi, Jeremy.
So you write that Trump's economic plans would destroy the U.S. economy. Explain.
Sure. Let's take Trump at his word. He wants to deport 10 to 11 million immigrants, about 7 million of whom are workers. This is a manufactured downturn. You are making 4% of the workforce disappear. That is a costly hit to the U.S. economy. Second, let's continue to take his policies literally. He has a tax plan that would cut revenue by $10 trillion over the next decade, one of the largest tax cuts in modern history. That would add enormous deficits on top of the deficits already created by taking workers out of the labor force. These actions would require the U.S. to borrow billions of dollars from international markets, the very international markets that he has recently spooked potentially by saying some extremely questionable things about his ability to simply inflate away the debt or manufacture haircuts for U.S. creditors. So when you combine the fact that the U.S. recovery, as stable as it's been, is not altogether robust in terms of GDP growth per year. You put on top of that a manufactured downturn exporting a bunch of workers while needing creditors at the same time that you spook them. I do think that this would be very much a manufactured recession.
Well, let's talk about what you're talking about there in terms of spooking the creditors. Last week, Donald Trump seemed to suggest he was open to defaulting on U.S. debt. Here he is on CNBC's Squawk Box on Thursday.
Debt was sort of always interesting to me. Now, we're in a different situation with the country, but I would borrow knowing that if the economy crashed, you could make a deal. And if the economy was good, it was good. So therefore, you can't lose.
Those statements, as you mentioned, stunned a lot of economists. But this morning, Trump told CNN's Chris Cuomo that the media misrepresented his plans.
If we have an opportunity where interest rates go up and you can buy debt back at a discount, I always like to be able to do that if you can do it. But that's all I was talking about. They have it like I'm going to go back to creditors.
Yes,
and I'm going
that's
to
what they're reporting.
Restructure debt. It's ridiculous.
Derek, talk about this idea, because this is something that does happen in the corporate world, repurchasing debt at a lower price. But why do economists believe it would not work for the United States government?
Fundamentally, Trump is making one good point here and eliding one bad point. The good point that he is making is that the U.S. cannot really default on its debt. We print our own currency. If we owe money, we can always make more. That's the wonderful thing about controlling your own currency. Of course, making more carries other risks like the possibility of inflation, but there is really no risk or need to actually default. And this is a point that Trump made very well. He goes on to compare essentially corporate debt to government debt. I don't think that his plan would do very much to reduce America's debt burden, its debt to GDP ratio in the long term. And I do think that, more importantly, suggesting that he would be taking, who could potentially take some unprecedented moves in the case of higher interest rates to try to reduce America's debt burden, I do think is a rather dangerous suggestion.
What about his tax plans? They've also been in the news over the last couple of days. He said he'll cut taxes for businesses and the wealthy. But yesterday, he told NBC's Chuck Todd that when his proposals make it to Congress, they're likely to change and that perhaps the wealthy could even pay more. Here he is on Meet the Press.
You know what they are? They're really proposals. People can say it's a tax plan. It's really a tax proposal, because after I put it in, and I think you know the Senate and Congress,
sure.
You know as much as anybody, they start working with you and they start fighting and, you know, let's see what happens.
And he said that one of the possibilities would be that taxes would actually go up on the wealthy. Derek, what are we to make of his tax proposals?
This is why it's so, so difficult to pin down Donald Trump. He says he might want taxes to go up and yet proposes the largest tax cut of any of the Republican people running for president. It's a very strange thing. If you want a raise from your boss, you don't go into your boss's office asking him to cut your salary in half. So I don't really understand what Trump is arguing here. On the one hand, he has proposed in writing a tax plan that would cut revenue by $10 trillion in total and cut taxes, particularly those in the 1% and 0.1%. Then he goes on television on Sunday and says he's actually open to raising taxes on those very people he's just proposed cutting taxes for. I don't know what he wants, and I think that this is a part of the problem with covering Trump. He seems to say whatever he thinks will get him through that minute, that hour, that interview, that debate, and then one day later says something that is essentially the opposite.
And economically, that can be dangerous because people love certainty in economics. It's why the chairman of the Fed is always so boring when they talk, because they have to be very right. careful about exactly what they're saying. These things can move markets. Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Thanks, Derek.
Thank you.
And you can weigh in at hereandnow.org as well.